Composer, arranger, and musical director Luther Henderson died this past week. Commentator Murray Horwitz was a colleague of Henderson's, and he has this appreciation.
Ready or not, boy, you're gonna be a hot boy. The whole world is waiting to sing your song. I tell you,
Jelly's Last Jam, Funny Girl, Pearly, Flower Drum Song, Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music, Do Re Mi, No No Nanette, Ain't Misbehavin'. If you saw any of those Broadway shows in the last 50 years or heard the original cast recordings, then you've been entertained by the music of Luther Henderson. Or you might have heard Luther's music as played by Duke Ellington and his orchestra, the Canadian Brass, Victor Borge, or Sir Simon Rattle and the City of Birmingham Symphony, or accompanying the Dance Theater of Harlem, or Alvin Ailey's troupe. This extraordinary musical variety could only have sprung from the mind and the pencils of Luther Henderson. It seemed he could do anything. As a musical director and arranger, he worked with artists from Dinah Shore and Eartha Kitt to Goldie Hawn and Mandy Patinkin. He wrote songs for Nancy Wilson, Billie Holiday, and Eileen Farrell. A lifelong collaborator with Duke Ellington, Luther was responsible for most of Duke's string arrangements. As a young man just out of the Juilliard School, he wrote a wartime song for Duke's great Jimmy Blanton Ben Webster band. The very title contained the kind of syncopation and groove that were second nature to Luther. A slip of the lip can sink a ship.
Shh, don't talk too much. Shh, don't know too much. Boy, don't be too hip, 'cause slip of the lip might sink a ship.
It is at least noteworthy that Luther achieved all this as an African-American man in the last half of the 20th century. Not many black musicians could say that they arranged for Richard Rodgers on Broadway and Andre Castellanets in the studio. And somehow, he did it as the perfect collaborator, with fierce integrity, but very little ego. Whatever it took to get the piece to sound great, that's what Luther was after. Luther and I wrote two shows together. One of them you've heard of, Ain't Misbehavin'. I'd known and worked with a lot of professional musicians and a lot of wonderful professional musicians before that collaboration. But I'd never come so close to musicianship on that level, musicianship so deep and resourceful, so experienced and imaginative, and yet so matter-of-fact that it was a palpable thing. Whatever you needed, a riff, a vocal arrangement, a tag, a dance break, Luther had the right tool for the job in his kit. And if he didn't, he made it up. And as soon as you heard it, you said, yeah, 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 that's how it was supposed to be all along. Music changes all the time, and the capacities and skills of the people who play it change too. So you might be tempted to think that Luther's death marks the passing of a certain kind of music and a certain kind of music making. But the truth is that there was never anyone quite like Luther Henderson, and there likely never will be.